Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
248-539-9797.
Fun fact, I was sitting next to Lomas at the Michigan-Michigan State game. He was there. That was his first time ever going to a Michigan-Michigan State basketball game.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, what? Because he came walking up the stairs like, what are you doing here? He's like, man, I ain't never been to one of these before.
I think he did a radio show there or something.
No, he was just, he may have. But yes. Yeah, he stuck around. Yeah, mm-hmm. He stuck around. So.
Yes, indeed. All right, 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell will speak at 3:30. We'll probably play a little sound from him coming up if he says anything interesting. I mean, Brad Holmes was earlier today. We'll hear from him sometime during the show as well. Nothing really earth-shattering at all, which is not unexpected. Now, Rico, you brought this up in our show sheet, and I don't know if it's because the word grifter has been used in this country for the past couple of years, and I don't care right or wrong, whatever way you perceive the word, or you're a fan of the old movie with John Cusack from 1990 called The Grifters.
No, it's just, look, every now and then, Stoney, you when you see the headlines, when it comes to sports and the contracts and the amount of money, you start to realize there's some people, they've earned it. They've won titles.
Yes.
Or they've made their teams better, and the city embraces them. And then there are other people that you sit back and look and say, how does this guy keep getting signed? How does this guy keep making money? How does this guy still have a job in the league? He's done nothing, and yet he keeps falling up. He doesn't fall down. He falls up. He gets a better job. He makes more money, and you just shrug your shoulders, and you just say, I don't get it. So 248-539-9797, I asked you, the city of Detroit, who's the biggest grifter? Who's the biggest con man that you've seen? The guy who just keeps making money that you just got to tip your cap and say, you know what? You got the greatest agent in the world. There's a couple that come to mind. But this morning I sit there and I'm listening because we were talking about Holmes and Campbell, and they had the Falcons were up there, and the GM is saying, you know, he's perfectly willing to pay Kirk Cousins $30 million to be a backup this year. Because they signed him to this ridiculous contract. Right. And it was like, and then they draft somebody. And if I'm Cousins, I'm like, okay, so I don't get hit. I'm mentoring a kid for $30 million a year. And when he screws up, I'll get my chance again. Kirk Cousins has made a little under $300 million in the NFL.
It's incredible. You know, we talked about, I mentioned my daughter got her, you know, CPA, you know, in Michigan State Business School. I mean, Kirk Cousins, he obviously went to business classes there because it's incredible. I mean, he took the dual franchise tag when he was in Washington and made all that money. Then it's absolutely incredible what he's done financially.
So, yes, it amazes me that there are certain guys out there. So
I don't blame the player.
Right, I don't. But for the people out there, 248-539-9797, who is that sports grifter, that guy who just, you can't understand how he keeps getting a job, how he keeps making money, how teams keep signing him to contracts. Because I got a couple. Ben Simmons is another.
Oh, well, Ben Simmons is a disgrace.
Ben Simmons doesn't want to play basketball.
No.
But for some reason, he goes to a team. He promises to play. No, it's going to be different this time. Except the next thing you know, he's in street clothes. He's out for the year. And he still collects a check.
The only thing I'll give Ben Simmons, not his employers, the benefit of the doubt on, is I believe that Ben Simmons has a mental issue. And he just, you know, wants to play, and he'll play for a little bit, and then something.
Then you don't sign him.
I know. I blame the team. I don't blame him, because I think he's got something loose.
Right. He's, it's going to be different this time. I mean, Stoney, he hasn't been the same since he passed up that layup.
Yes, I mean, so his career, Philly, exactly.
His career has never been the same. It's almost like he has PTSD. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what was the second baseman who couldn't throw to first?
Chuck Knobloch and Steve Sachs.
Steve Sachs. It was like all of a sudden they got the yips and they just couldn't do it. That's where he's at. So, like I said, Matt Patricia.
It is amazing.
Matt Patricia's back. Lane Kiffin.
Well, Lane Kiffin, I won't put him in that category because I think sometimes... Because Lane Kiffin he's done a really good job in Ole Miss. I mean, they haven't won anything, been in their SEC championship game, but he's made that program very relevant again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
He's made it relevant, but Stoney, this man gets fired, and then he gets another high-profile job. And you know what? You could say the same thing. Well, he hasn't won anything, but they were good, and he'll get fired. And then he'll get another high pro. He'll get fired from Ole Miss, and he'll end up somewhere else. And now he's running Baylor. Now he's running some other top program. Like, he's almost too big to fail. So, 248-539-9797. Who is that guy that just has you scratching your head saying, I cannot believe this person just can't fail. They keep making money. They keep getting signed the contracts. They keep getting done the deal. Because I got another one. two, but I'm gonna hold off on it. I'm gonna hold off on it and see. David, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I sure have a grifter, and everyone looks at him like, oh my gosh, he's a great scorer in the NBA, and he shoots threes, and it's James Harden. Teams have fallen in love with him because, yes, he can score, but he can't win a thing.
I know.
And yet team after team after team says, yeah, we'll take you on. When Philadelphia traded for him, it was like, why are you doing this? Makes no sense. And then the Clippers and the Nets, it was like, why? He can't win.
I know.
And you know he can't win, yet he keeps falling up. And that team says, yep, we could do it with you.
Well, you know who else
plays
is,
no defense.
You know who else is like that? His former teammate in OKC is Russell Westbrook.
Yes, you're right.
And it's not for a lack of trying. I mean, Harden maybe because the way he plays, he's such a boring basketball player to play. Because even last night, he shot horribly. But the fact that out of nowhere, he goes to the hole and he's got that move still.
Can we call him the big three of grifters? Let's go all the way at OKC.
KD?
No, see, I don't think KD's a grifter.
I think KD's really good.
I think KD's great. I just don't think...
KD destroys anything that he touches.
That is true.
He destroys organizations.
But I don't...
And I hear you, but I don't think that makes him a grifter. I don't think he's a winner.
But I don't think KD is, like, malicious or demands that much. I mean,
that's not true. He demands a lot.
Well, he demanded he wanted to be traded out of Golden State. Yes,
and Brooklyn.
Didn't work. I don't know.
You can keep going.
Like Phoenix.
Yeah. He's going to ask for a trade this offseason.
He wants out of every place that he goes to. He's just never happy. And well, maybe if I get these people to play with me, so they go out and get all of these folks to play with him. And then it fails. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to use that OKC, let's just make it the big three.
I know this is going to be very unpopular, but I'd love to see if it would work cap-wise, the Pistons get him for in the offseason.
No, thank you.
Because all you want him to do, you have your leader in Cade. KD, Barkley is right, okay? He's not the bus driver, okay? He's the passenger. But if you have somebody who's willing to just shoot and play basketball and score.
But KD still thinks he drives buses.
Thank you.
I don't think he does.
He does.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
KD will not. You're right. When KD will accept that role, he'll be. Think about it. It worked in Golden State because he wasn't the bus driver.
Right.
But then. He was like, what do you mean I'm not the bus driver? And Draymond pretty much said, it's not your team, it's Steph's team. I want out. I can't be here anymore. I got to go. I got to go to the Nets. I got to go someplace. It's like, so once he realizes he's not the bus driver, he's not happy anymore.
But if he goes to a place where you know you're not the bus driver.
Will he like know here, he's not the bus driver here?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he will because he loves Kate.
You know what? I'm putting him in as a grifter. He's a grifter on my mind now.
Okay.
I put him in that category.
Well, Wojo definitely agrees. Wojo can't stand doing it. I just think, you know, you got a guy who's going to score 27 points every freaking game he plays. This is pretty damn important.
248-539-9797.
There's only one. He hasn't won one without Steph. Yeah, but he's won two titles.
Right. And then all of a sudden, he was told, it's not your team. Oh, I can't work here. I got to leave. And ever since then, it's just.
I know it's his fault that his feet were like an inch too long, so he stepped on the 3-point line and they didn't win that series.
Hey man, those are the breaks. What do you want me to say? I mean,
he's,
you
know, Captain America.
Hey, guess what?
He single-handedly gave the United States the Olympic gold.
I'm
not
sure,
this past Olympic.
Isaiah Likely's feeling the same way in the game, you know, with the Chiefs.
I know.
He couldn't help that his feet were too big and he was touching the white line.
I admit it.
But he did.
I'm a KD slap, you know what. I admit it.
That's okay. It's okay.
Anybody that tall can do what he can do.
Stoney, that's why it's called a discussion. 248-539-9797. Who are the guys, the people that you just say, I cannot believe, once again, they paid this person. This person still has a job. They just rehired him. They just re-signed him. Who is that guy for you? 248-539-9797.
And we have two that we're going to get to coming up next that are really, really good. 97 won the ticket.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.